Hello, everybody, and welcome to RPG Cast 810 for the week of April 25th, 2026. I am your wonderful host, Andy Privateer, and you're probably thinking to yourself, wait a minute, Andy, you said you wouldn't be back for a while because Chris was done doing help desk and it would be like a couple of months before he was on it again. Well, plot twist. We realized that with all of the traveling that we're going to do in the next 3 months, that Chris really needed to swap around some of his help desk shifts, and so he's on help desk this week, and things are literally on fire.
So you and
figuratively on fire.
When he's the shifty help desk, you know.
So you called in the backtrack crew.
Yep. So I have my delightful friendos that take over for Chris when he cannot be our recording maestro. So hello, Kelly Ryan.
Hello.
I mean, you're going to be here either way, but
yeah, I'm here most weeks.
That's true. But Matt Mason, he's only here sometimes. Hey, Matt.
Hello. I'm glad to be back and help out today.
Yes, it is awesome to have you on. The one downside, well, the one air quote downside of having Matt on is normally we start at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific at twitch.tv/RPGamer. But when Matt is on, we do have to delay it a little bit. So, for example, today, all of our friends started listening live at, 1:30 Eastern? Yeah. So if you want to join us, noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, most weeks, twitch.tv/RPGamer.
Yeah, and or I if forgot to, sorry.
Go ahead.
I forgot to tell Vaughn. He was like, are you having a stream today? I'm like, oh, yeah, we just had to start late.
Yeah, yeah, it's just way late.
Listen, we've got the Sam early backtracks. We got the Matt late RPG casts. We got asterisks and all over our staff.
Yeah, you have to do
Andy, too, if you ever join us on backtrack.
Well.
Yeah.
Yeah, because... Mm-hmm.
Listen, we're all getting old. I don't mind the early backtrack at all.
It's like
I won't lock
normal.
It in for early, but I mean, I am never sad.
Yeah, yeah. It's one of those things where it's like, I think your normal backtrack starting time is around when I normally take my night meds that make me very sleepy. So it's like, yeah, you don't want me on your podcast after I've taken those medications. I have zero filter.
So you become
I don't
Sam.
Know, maybe that's a perk and
I was gonna
not
say,
a bug, but...
I was going to say, that's... I don't see the problem here.
I mean, you would definitely have to put the explicit tag on any episodes. So there's that.
All good.
All good.
I guess you have to do that for Sam too. So
Sam's been surprisingly subdued that we are talking Nelky Wednesday.
So
I'll give
I
you
think
the preview
Sam
of that today.
Has just been super tired because Sam's library got voted as the official partner for the Tim Hortons cookie. I can never remember the damn name. Hang on. The Smile Cookie Campaign.
Ah.
And if you're Canadian, you know what that is. If you're not Canadian, you're very confused. It's a big deal. They were unanimously voted in, which like never happens. So it is amazing. And I think Sam is just like, I am retired.
Is this like the Canadian Congressional Medal of Honor?
No, but it's really important for libraries in terms of fundraising, keeping the lights on, reminding people that libraries exist, doing expansions and stuff. It's really good for the community.
And Sam really goes out of her way to curate their game collection.
Their romance book collection. They have a couple of ladies that work there that get really squicked out by reading on page naughty things. And so it kind of has been left to Sam to figure out what romance books that the library should stock. And so she often does it through borrower requests, which I think that is a brave choice.
So definitely no Chuck Tingle.
Actually, I think someone did request Chuck Tingle. That's the
Okay.
best part.
I saw my first Chuck Tingle out in the wild at Barnes and Noble last
Was it Bury
Saturday.
Your Gaze?
Yes,
Yep.
in the
So
horror
Chuck
bar.
Tingle, aside from his Tinglers, which is like microscopic erotica that he writes every week, which are ridiculous and entertaining and adorable. I've read like none of them, but I've seen 8,000 excerpts and it looks amazing. It's just not my bag. But yeah, outside of his Tinglers, which is what he got quite famous for, he writes real psychological thrillers.
Yeah, I should have bought that one. I don't know, maybe
So
next time I hit the Barnes and Noble.
definitely.
I've
So
started reading up the Piper Rain books recently.
fair warning, they are
Oh.
definitely spoopy books though, so be prepared to be scared.
You.
What were we talking about? Yeah, right, Sam. So Sam's I think just been tired. I have been not tired, but I have certainly just been playing the same thing that I was playing last time that I was on, but I kind of still want to talk about them because it's been entertaining.
Yeah, sure. Go for it.
So I started about a month and a half ago playing Last Asylum, and it is a mobile game that wants to take all of your money out of your pocket, but it is still very fun. And I'm in a pretty high level guild, which has been entertaining and keeping me busy because we are very active doing all the events. And today I like whipped together a spreadsheet that takes which characters that you have and tries to figure out how to slot them together in a party. So that was my fun morning task.
Cool.
So I also played since the last time that I was on Echo and the Bewitched Lands. So I'm in the process of writing the review for this, and I'm kind of baffled about how to write the review for this, because it is a game of extremes. So this game is absolutely drop-dead gorgeous. The visuals are so rich and amazing, and I can't believe there is like a tiny indie game that looks this good. And the dungeon exploration feels really satisfying. You always understand. So this is a roguelike, kind of like Hades, where you're spelunking through a dungeon. But you never feel like you don't understand why you died. And I think that that's a really important piece of the puzzle when it comes to making a really good roguelike. However, everything else in the game sucks. And so you watch this sort of 90-second little video that is up on the Steam page and on the eShop page, and that is literally the extent of the story that you get in the entire game. Except if you rescue the girl, she says to you, "Thanks, let's go home." That is the game's story. That's it. Nothing else. Also, you have the goofiest sort of. So combat is really fun, exploration is really fun, but it is wildly unbalanced. So at the start of the game, at the start of the game, there's no tutorials. There's no tutorials in this game at all, ever, anywhere. And so you get dropped into camp after your little 90-second vignette movie, and good luck, you're on your own. Figure it out. And so you're also wildly underpowered when you first start this game. And you will die quite a bit until you sort of get the grasp of timing your dodges and putting a little bit of points into building up your weapon or your different like stat buffs. And then it takes almost none of those boosts for you to become wildly overpowered. However, a lot like Hades, you have elemental abilities that you can pick up throughout a run. They're not associated with a god because, well, I have a story. But they forgot or chose not to, and I'm not sure which way that this goes because I can't tell if it's like deliberate game design or bad game design, and that's probably bad game design. If you choose to pick up an orb that has elemental abilities in it, you have to take one of them. You have to take one of them. There's no, actually, you know what? I've changed my mind, or give me an alternative like currency for this instead. And so you sort of get partway through a run and you've picked up three or four really nice abilities. And then you're presented with an orb that is not the same element as your current abilities. It's like, do I take the chance of picking this up and having to replace one of my really nice abilities? Or am I going to get stuck taking the ability in there that is like, if you pick up a shadow, most of the orbs, the way that it is it's two skills, and then the third skill inside of the orb is damage for this element is vastly improved, damage for all other elements is decreased. And so if I've built up a whole bunch of water abilities and I'm rocking out a like a water build or a nice like water slash ice build, and there's a shadow orb sitting there, it's like, well, shadow has this really cool ability where you just have beams that rotate around you for passive damage. And that ability is really cool, really awesome, and unique to Shadow. You don't get the equivalent in any other of the elemental stuff. But every other Shadow ability sucks. And if it's overriding one of my really powerful water abilities that I want to keep, do I then instead take the hit of all of my Shadow powers become more powerful, but everything else becomes weaker? And so it ends up making a really undesirable push-pull mechanic because you're at the point where you are declining potential upgrades because they could completely ruin your run. And that just feels so wildly unsatisfying. I don't understand it.
Yeah, I don't understand that either. That sounds very unbalanced.
Yeah, and unbalanced, I think, is sort of like the word of the day when it comes to this game. So it's just, yeah, I'm writing the review for it, and it is all extremes in every direction. So it feels very awkward writing it. I'm most of the way done. I've done like all the describing of all the things, and now I have to dive into why it is good or bad. And I want to take my time doing that because I think it's going to be tricky to thread the needle for that. So we'll see how
Sounds
this
like it.
review ends up because I don't know how this is going to go. Hopefully, well, wish me luck. Other than that, I have been playing more Gems of War as I do every week. My guild is so Gems of War as a game at this point is old. And the dilemma that it has is it is shedding players faster than it is gaining new players. And so there are more guilds that are recruiting than there are players to play in those guilds. So the guild that I run in is actually four guilds that's all run by sort of the same like council of people. And so we're pulling together a bunch of the guilds, and we'll see if that can help us sort of get more done in a week than we do right now because we're a little bit spread out. So we'll see how that goes.
Excellent.
What have you been playing, Kels?
Even though I've been off work the past week, I have had a very, very busy week.
Happy
Wait, I
anniversary.
thank you that I wasn't on last week because my husband and I were celebrating our 20th dating anniversary. In other words, us getting together. Our technical first date was April 21st, but we just sort of came together as a couple on the 17th. And even though last Saturday was the 16th, all of our favorite places in Kansas City close, so are closed on Sunday. So Rep would have rather gone on Saturday. But bought a new 3D printer, a multifilament.
What brand did you get?
Bamboo.
Yay!
Is
Did you
that
get
what you
the.
have at work?
I do, yeah. I've got two of the P1Ss. Did you get the
Okay.
P2S?
I can't remember the exact model number. I'm sure Vaughn will say it in the chat. But he's been on a printing frenzy. I have not had much ch time to game because, let me preface that. Wednesday was going to be my sit around, do nothing gaming day because I was gonna have the carpet steam cleaned on Friday, and Thursday was gonna be my cleanup day. So I wake up at 8 in the morning. I get dinner somewhat prepared. So all I had to do was throw it in the pot. I go downstairs and I'm eating my Pop-Tart, and I'm like, maybe I'll go migrate to the couch and play some Monster Hunter. And then I get a phone call from my sister, Kel, your mother broke her arm, and I'm like, son of a bitch.
Okay.
Because I dealt with this a couple of years ago where she broke her right arm and had to have surgery and had a metal plate put in. This time it was her left arm and had to have surgery and had a metal plate put in.
Oh my
Well,
goodness.
luckily the ER trip on Wednesday was not nearly as bad as past ER trips to at least get it splinted. And Thursday morning was the surgery, which Thursday morning was also my planned cleanup day. So
Right.
I have to wake up at 5 in the morning on Thursday to go meet my mom at the hospital by 6 o'clock, even though her surgery was scheduled for 8:30. But I think they have to do that early to process paperwork and
Yeah,
crap.
like when I go in for surgery, I'm usually there 2 or 2.5 hours before the actual surgery because it
Yeah.
does take forever to do everything.
I get done and back at my house at about 2 o'clock, sit down for 30 minutes, and then go on my cleaning frenzy. And Vaughn helped. Don't get me wrong, Vaughn helped. He got most of the stuff moved into the garage. I just had to kind of figure out what to do with the rest and then vacuum the entire upstairs. But luckily I just literally bought a new vacuum that is a bagged model, meaning I don't have to spend every 10 minutes emptying the freaking canister. I hate bagless vacuums, by the way.
No.
And then, like, I get done at like 6 o'clock, go eat dinner, still have to do up the trash downstairs and sift do a or pull a liner on the litter boxes. Finally get done with everything at 9 o'clock, play Monster Hunter for like 2 hours, and then pass the F out.
So did someone else pick up your mom?
Yeah, no, I drove her to and from the hospital.
Oh, okay.
Somebody dropped her off at the hospital. I just picked her up.
Gotcha.
But it was like such a cluster. And even though I brought my Switch One with me to do stuff during while I was waiting for surgery, I mean, I just played Picross, which isn't that interesting to talk about. I don't even put Picross on my what I've played anymore. And I don't bring my Switch 2 anywhere because I don't like the idea of having a $500 system just sitting there waiting to be stolen.
Yeah, fair.
The good news is my mom is okay. Did through surgery just fine. Isn't in any pain or anything.
Yay.
My carpets are sparkling clean. This is the clean.
Sparkly.
This is the cleanest my house has been since I moved in. I'm surprised one of the cats have and barfed on it just to spite us.
Just to break it in.
Yeah,
Just break
just to
it
be like, nope, this is too clean.
in. Too clean. Black.
But yeah, all I've played the sweetest Monster Hunter Stories 3. I'm only I'm I just got to the kind of the third of all the four areas, which is a desert area that has a gig this the corpse of a gigantic elder dragon that you can climb on. I have a feeling that thing is going to come to life before the end of the chapter.
See that skeleton? You can go there.
Yeah, I wish I could talk to Chris because last week I unlocked access to the dogs that you got in Monster Hunter Rise that you could ride around on,
Ooh.
and muscle memory immediately kicks in because those things were awesome in Rise, but I can't remember for the life of me if they could double jump because this dog can't, and I'm fairly certain that the dogs in Rise could double jump, but I might be misremembering because as we've established, I misremember stuff. If Platy's pre-show talk wasn't any indi it was any indication.
I'm
Yeah,
sure I
before
say
the
many
show
incorrect
was,
things,
yeah, before the
and
show
I.
was recorded, Matt was complaining about how we don't always get Dragon Quest stuff right, so he ends up shouting at the car.
And the game that I apparently was wanting to play simultaneously with Fantasy Life last year was RuneFact, because he was shouting it, and I was like, "Oh yeah, that's why I bought Fantasy Life on Steam instead of my Switch, where I really played it." So, but I'm trying to kind of focus on doing the main story and the side stories, because if you do the side stories, you unlock different weapons and abilities on the partner characters in Stories 3. Because I'm about ready to unlock chapter 3 of all of their side stories, since I'm in a civilization now, and this game doesn't really have any chapters, so I'm just the third area that you run around in. I'd spent a little bit of time unlocking some of my favorite monsters, because they're considered endangered species in this world, and you have to basically fight a puzzle boss to unlock them. Because once you fight that puzzle boss, it goes into its lair, and the lair has the endangered egg, and you go hatch that egg, and then release the monster out into the wild, and then nests will start spawning eggs of that monster.
Danger
So
eggs.
yeah, so I had unlocked Narkaruga, Mitsuzune, and Zeonger.
And I presume that means something to people that have played Monster Hunter. Okay, good. Just making sure.
There's some of my favorite monsters. The last endangered one I have to unlock is Barioth, which is my favorite monster, because it's basically a saber-toothed cat. But it's the game is kind of like Pokemon, where you kind of need a very varying team of different elements to kind of cover weaknesses and stuff, and
Right.
those monsters just happen to have the elements that I needed to kind of balance out my team. And I ideally, you kind of want to grab multiples of those eggs and then release them out into the wild, because the more you release them, the better their stats get.
Oh.
Yeah, so their stats and their genes, which is like their ability pool. So, and if you release like certain monsters in areas together, like specifically Mitsuzune and Zeonger, they're both lightning monsters, and apparently in the game lore, they're rivals. So if you
Will they
release
fight each other?
Yeah, if apparently if you release those two in the same area, they will evolve into better versions of each other, because they're
Ooh,
constantly fighting each
fighting each
other.
other, right?
Yeah, so that was what I was doing last night, was running around trying to get those eggs and then level those eggs up to get the better eggs and
That
stuff
is a
like that.
neat little piece of
Yeah.
rewarding you for doing the thing.
Yeah, because I didn't know that. I wasn't aware of that little rivalry until I looked it up. Monster Hunter fans are probably screaming at me, "This hasn't been in the lore since PSP." I'm like, okay. But my one complaint about Monster Hunter Stories 3 is that the map is Xenoblade 1's level of suck. Because there's so many spots where it's like, it looks like you can go there, and I cannot find for the life of me the ramp or the hidden alcove that I need to go there. And most of the time, it's because there's an elevation that you either need to jump from another cliff to get to, or find a like a rising air pocket to jump with your Rathalos to ride the air current to get up to. And did anybody here play Xenoblade 1?
I did not.
Oh, okay.
No.
I didn't think anybody here did, but basically Xenoblade 1 had the exact same problem, where, and I think
I do
Xenoblade 2.
remember Chris complaining about this, so.
Yeah, where you see the objective is there, you're running around, you cannot figure out where you're supposed to go, because there's elevation to the map that the map isn't disclosing. And I hate that when games do that. And I think in Xenoblade 3 they had fixed it. And why can't this game be Xenoblade? But other than that, I love this game. Now that I've got kind of my party how I want it, I'm gonna start focusing more on getting the story stuff done, because it is so easy to just be like, well, I need to go to dens to get more eggs, to level up monsters, to get more dens, to get more eggs. And it's just a never-ending loop. And any monster catching game that I'm in, I've got to catch them all.
Nice.
So I'm hoping to be done with that at some point. like in the next 2 weeks. I feel terrible. I haven't gotten a chance to play it much, but life kind of happened. And that carpet cleaning I've been trying to get done for months, ever since we lost our diabetic dog. When you have a diabetic dog, accidents are just
Happen
gonna
a
have
lot.
gonna happen. And our carpet was nasty, and
It
now
was time.
it is spring fresh. I paid for the like odor treatment to hopefully dissolve any of that stuff that was lingering. And I only had the upstairs steamed because I knew I wasn't gonna have the energy to prep the whole house.
That's a big job.
I'm probably gonna have my downstairs done at a later time. But it was cheaper and easier just to get the upstairs, and only $175 for the treatment, or for the odor treatment and for the steam. So
Handy.
yeah, you said that you probably needed to get yours done.
So we don't have any carpets in this house. It is all like hardwood or linoleum or tile or whatever. But yeah, definitely downstairs in particular, we just really don't sweep as often as we should. And so probably having someone come in and help us with it would be a good thing.
I have to admit, I almost would kind of help pray for hardwood floors or tile, just because I find it so much easier to clean.
It is so much easier to clean up cat puke on the tile than it is on the
Very much
carpet.
so.
We have one carpet, like just like a little area carpet in the living room, and I swear that the cats aim for it.
Oh, you know what? Ours does that too, and I think we put it on like ChatGPT or something, found out why. It's because they like to have something to hold on to when they throw up. No, because we got all our house redone, and seriously, our cat pukes on the, 2 foot by 4 foot runner in front of the back door all the
Yes,
time.
that's like it's
Yeah,
not a
and
big
it's they
carpet.
can get a grip on that and kind of like hold on a little better than obviously you can't do that on any solid
On a
flooring.
wooden floor, so yeah.
So whether that's true or not, it's like, well, I guess it makes sense because we see it do it all the time.
Well, that explains why ours threw up on the bed the other night. I don't think they were being polite. Like, oh, you just had your carpet cleaned. I'll puke on the bed. That'll save you some headache. And it doesn't help that all of my cats are shedding, so it's just been hork season.
Do you have a Furminator or an Equigroomer?
I have an Equigroomer. I just haven't had a chance to brush them because Alice, who's the worst one, sees brushing as an act of war.
Oh,
Yeah.
no. Chaos reigns.
Oh, and funnily enough, Vivi, our newest kitten, was like in love with the steam cleaning guys. She was like going up to them and rubbing on their legs and just being all sorts of cute.
Yeah, Scamper does that too. If the repair person or like whoever comes in the house is like willing to stand still for long enough, he will come and like figure eight their ankles and be like, sup.
Yeah, when we had to have my toilet installed a couple a new toilet installed a couple of weeks ago, we usually put the cats in the bedroom, but it was the bathroom that's attached to the bedroom, and we were like, we're just gonna close the door so the cats don't bother you. And the plumber was like, well, the animals don't really bother me, it's fine. And we were like, yeah, but they as Vivi is attempting to crawl in the guy's bag, we were like, yeah, but she tends to get in the way and get into things.
Case in point, the cat crawling into your bag. Oh, goodness.
And we had the same dilemma with the steam clean because they were cleaning the bedroom, but luckily they just kind of dispersed either downstairs or under the bed.
Handy.
Yeah, so anyway, enough house ho homeowner cast. I had to
This has been Home Maintenance Cast.
Regale that story because that was the main reason why I hadn't played hardly anything, and my house is
Freaking review going. I don't know what else to say about this. I probably just like need to hit up Dalandar now that he's feeling better and be like, Ryan, make my review suck less.
because it's hard to review a game that you
The
don't hate but has some
yes,
flaws.
the hardest games to review are like these middling games where it is not amazing, it is not shite. It is middle of the scale, and I'm just like, I don't even know what my final score for this game is going to be yet, because the highs are highs and the lows are lows. And how do you even begin to formulate a conclusion of that? Because it's not like our final score is like some summation of the other scores divided by six or whatever. Like, that isn't how our reviews work. And so it's like, I have to think about this and brain, no brain, dumb, dumb. So yeah, I need someone else's opinion. Matt?
Yes, always get somebody else's opinion.
Do you need someone else's opinion on the games you played this week?
Oh, I'm gonna have Sam's opinion on Wednesday night about Nelki.
Are you looking forward to that?
I have finished my time with Nelki and the Alchemists of the New World, or whatever the heck that game was
Nelki and
called.
the Too Many Alchemists.
It's too many. Like,
That's
seriously,
how it's labeled in our spreadsheet in our RPG
yep,
cast.
it's insane. You know, the whole game is like 100 turns total, I think. That's the maximum it can run. And you get somebody new every single
Every
turn. It's
turn.
like, oh, every turn. Yep, somebody
It
pops
is
up new every turn.
insane. So Sam hated this game way more than I did not find any enjoyment in it, was so angry face at it. I am
Well,
seriously
you
looking
actually,
forward to
I'm going to pull up her review here, because she curses at it a lot. And then I read her review. Where is I got type in RP Gamer? Because I was mad at the beginning, and then when I got into the flow, I'm like, okay, I get this gameplay thing, we're going. And I got to there can be 10 total tasks that you got to do over the course of the game, and number 8 was you need to make 3 million, got to make 3 million gold. And I'm cruising along at every turn, maybe making 10 to 20,000 at this point. And suddenly it's like, well, you got 20 turns to make 3 million. I was like, I
Oh no.
can't. No. Well, I ended up doing it, and ended up doing it with like 8 turns to spare, because I just was like, I'm going to turn all my production into like these 10 items that are like $20,000 a piece. So I'm making a couple hundred grand every turn, and even more. And it was going great. And I think I finished something like 7 or 8 turns early. The next task is you have to have 50,000 total population. I couldn't get there. There was no way to do it. Like, I'm starting at 30,000. I was getting 700 per turn, and I had 20 turns. So 7 times 200, I'm going to get like, 14,000 people. I started at 30. I'm going to end up at 44. Sure enough, I played the whole thing out, never got, I got like 44, 45,000, and Nelki retired in disgrace and was never heard from in history again. Like, the ending scene was so like, are you kidding
It's
me?
it is like mega rubbing it in that you failed.
Completely. So here's Sam's final paragraph. I loved work, loved. Loved. I loved working my way through the first 8 tasks of Nelki and the Legendary Alchemists of the World. I don't think that's the name. I think she might have. I think it's Alchemists of the New World. Yeah, Ateliers of the New World. Yeah, I don't know where she got that name then. But she loved working. For all my griping about the poor combat, true, and cheap aesthetics, true. I won't deny I was completely addicted to the town building and alchemist interactions.
True.
I was addicted to town building. By the third hour, I hit fast forward on every alchemist inter thing.
Yeah, the
I
town
couldn't care
building is
less.
definitely the strongest part of that game.
Yep, I've played more than half the Atelier games now, like just in the past 3 years, and still there
I'm
was
sorry.
more than half the people I didn't know. I'm like, I don't
Yeah, because
what's this?
there's
And I
a
don't care what you have to
lot.
say to somebody else I don't know either.
There's and like on top of the fact that there is just a shitload of Atelier games at this point. There's all sorts of characters for games that we didn't get.
Correct. Some, yeah, I was staring at them like, and then it's like every party member from every game shows up and they become, the people who run your stores and your gardens and your distribution stuff.
And if you've played those games and know who those people are, that is a very meaningful interaction. But if you haven't, who
Yeah.
cares?
And even the ones I had, a lot of their interactions were people from games that I didn't. So, yeah, I just started fast forwarding this to get through it, and nope, I ended up dying. Had they not started my next task, and like I got my 7 days still, like in Persona, you still get your time. It's not like, oh, you got to do this by April 30th and you finish it on the 14th and it just says, okay, let's start
I'm
the
just
next
gonna
thing.
give you your next task right away.
No,
Like,
Nalki gives you the next task. I'm like, had I got those 8 other turns, I would have made it. And a couple of things on the second to last task was gave you bonus population. And I went back and read somewhere, and they're like, yeah, if you don't get all those bonus populations, it's hard to hit that. Or if you finish it too early, it's almost impossible. I'm like, well, that was me. I sorry for
yeah.
being rich.
So I'm trying to remember how I got around that. And I think what I may have done is I may have just played the game a second time.
It's
Because I
supposed to
think
give a
that,
lot of bonuses for that, yeah.
yeah, so I think, and it's been, I played this at launch and it's been ages. So I think what I ended up doing is I took the fail and then I restarted because I got some bonuses for doing that. And through those bonuses and just experience with playing the game, I was able to get through that because I did finish that game.
And see, this is something I feel like I could finish, but I'm like, gosh, I'm gonna have to, excuse me. And I read that you can like just skip things that you've seen before, so it could go a lot faster. I'll tell you one thing on the Switch that I don't like, the load times.
Oh yeah, they're
And
long.
it's insane just to load a static image with two static characters that are gonna talk. I'm like, why is this loading forever? It's three images and text. Like, it's not
Josh
loading
had
any.
yeah, the game was not well optimized for
Nope.
Switch.
Yeah,
Not
Josh
at
had
all.
crashes and stuff. I think that's why he rage quit the game, because of
Yeah,
all
he
the
said he 5 hour
crashes.
ruled it.
Yeah,
So.
no, and I don't blame him one bit. I enjoyed that game, but the number of people that are gonna enjoy that game is pretty slim.
And I was gonna ask, are you meant to play through it multiple, or meant to fail multiple times and play through it over and over again to kind
So
of.
you to me, the way that those last like three tasks are set up, so
Yeah, they're
like 8,
huge.
9, and 10, the way that those tasks are set up, you really are expected to like play through, fail at least one of them, play through again, and then
Okay.
maybe get through it all, but maybe not. And if the game had like telegraphed that to you when it happened, I think it would have been so much better for it. But the way that it like dumps you out in this awful ending that just makes you feel like you're a complete failure and that you've shamed your ancestors, it just feels bad.
Oh my God, I
And
built this city up. I'm making millions every turn. I'm sorry I made Chicago, not New York City. I'm gone. Erased from the timeline. Like, I did all this, but you know
that is
what?
what
That
it
it is. Sorry, you got 95% there. You're an absolute failure, daughter.
what? Yeah.
That's how I read the end of that. I was like, this is so pathetic.
This is just sad, sad, sad. Yeah, I did not like that aspect.
No.
And
And
like
like
I
I
said,
said, I was actually mid-game. I was feeling really good, and I was proud of myself when I thought, I can't get 3 million. And then I did it early. I was like, all right. And then, that was a slap in the face.
No, I'm not a fan of games that clearly aren't roguelikes that expect you to fail multiple times.
If your expectation is I'm going to fail, that just needs to be telegraphed in some way. Like, don't just make me feel like an awful, terrible person, please. Shut up, Chris. What else have you been playing, Matt?
So, about 10, 12 days ago, a bunch of different Star Trek sites started putting out, like, hey, remember that game, Star Trek Resurgence, that came out about 3 years ago from the Telltale people? We lost the license. It's going to be dislisted everywhere. You've got a day or two. It's off Steam now. It's off Xbox. It'll probably disappear. So I was like, what? And so I look and I'm like, it's $20 on Switch. I'm like, I'll pick that up and play at some point. Holy crap. I picked it up last Friday night. I started it, and but before I went to bed on Sunday, I'd finished like my 10 and a half hours with it. It
Wow.
was amazing. Like, I'd never played a narrative Telltale game or something. You
You've
always hear
never
like,
played
oh,
a
they're really good.
Telltale game?
I've never played a Telltale game, and this was amazing. This was like a watching an entire season of Star Trek over like 10 and a half hours. My son sat next to me for like 45 minutes one night, and he's watching me make the choices, do the stuff. And he's like, he even asked, he's like, are you going to play through this again and make different choices? I was like, we'll see how it ends up. But it was just a really awesome game. And I thought it was funny. I'm like, man, I can feel like when this was made 3, 4 years back, because there was multiple seasons of Star Trek shows on where Riker just showed up with a cameo in the last episode of the season with a fleet of vessels to help the big bad season-ending arc come to a happy conclusion. That happened in this game. There was Discovery Season 5, the last season of Star Trek Discovery, picked a random Star Trek Next Generation episode that was like, holy crap, this was a really cool story, a really great idea, a galaxy-spanning concept, but they did 40 minutes of TV on it and never mentioned it again. They took that, turned it into the entire fifth season of Star Trek Discovery. It was really cool to have it tied back to something that, like, oh yeah, I remember that episode as a kid. Like, yeah, whatever happened with all that? Nothing until they came back to it. That's how this plays off. There was a season, it was the episode where the Ferengi were introduced in Star Trek The Next Generation.
Oh, the one where they
And
hang people upside down from
oh no, that's an
rock ones.
Enterprise. I think
Oh,
that was an
okay.
Enterprise. But the Ferengi were in that too. But it was the first Next Generation one in like 1988 or something where they
You
had the Ferengi.
clothe your female.
Exactly. And they met on some planet where there was like this
A
caretaker.
gay
And he's like,
guardian, yeah.
yeah.
And
And
the
he was
gay
like, oh, I've
guardian
been here for 200,000
Riker
years.
became besties.
Yes. The whole Star Trek resurgence is based upon that. Like, it's kind of a.
Oh, okay.
It's like, oh, this guy was from a civilization that owned half the galaxy 200,000 years ago. Hey, what if that kind of started coming back or something? It was really awesome. And I was like, so I'm like, wow, they really, somebody really sat in these Discovery meetings, was like, what if we did a game, but just picked a different year, a different Star Trek The Next Generation episode that could be expanded? And it was. And I will say, this was like a 9 out of 10 experience for me. I had a blast and
Is it
looking
already gone
around.
from the eShop?
It's not, which is weird because it's on Epic, it's other places. But if you go to like Star Trek-resurgence.com, it's like, sorry, our license expired. And it mentions their publisher, but it's the same publisher everywhere else too. So, like, I guess the publisher lost the right or it ran out on Steam, but not anywhere else. So it's very weird.
It's
If
weird.
they put it out on Steam earlier than they put it out on consoles, then their Steam license would run out first, right?
Okay, so then that's what it is. This only came to Switch back in August, and I believe it's been out 3 years total on Steam, so who
All right,
knows?
I think I might have to just pick this up.
I mean, it was excellent, and it's made that the developer is Brunner House, but reading up on them, that is like made up of a bunch of former Telltale people.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was excellent. It was really excellent. It was set right at in like the Deep Space Nine kind of era. You can tell by their jerseys, their uniforms.
I knew what you meant.
And yep, it's got Spock in the first few couple hours helping you with negotiations. And then Riker has like a little cameo, but then comes back at the end for a while. And I'm like,
Man,
wow,
I
this
feel
is.
like they did them so dirty in Picard. I don't want to spoil Picard, but I was mad
Picard
after
spoiled.
that episode. So
Picard.
mad. Anyways.
So that's all I played over the past couple of weeks was finishing up Nelki for our Atelier April. I don't know what to do with myself a little bit right now. I've played five Atelier games since like October. And
You
every
poor
time
man.
I did try to play, I did get an hour of Octopath Traveler Zero going back last night. So I'm like, okay,
I
this
need to
is.
get back to that.
Yep, I left off at the 30-hour mark. I'm like level 31, level 32 with everybody. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, you're ahead of me now.
I know where I am. I actually watched a couple of their cutscenes because you can go in and see your journal and cutscenes, and I'm like, okay, I know where I am. I know what I'm doing. I actually just recruited Thief Boy from the first Octopath game, Therion.
Oh,
Oh,
yeah.
cool.
Yeah, I did a side quest and I'm like, oh, I just thought I was doing a side quest for him or something. I'm like, oh, look at him. And then
Yeah,
at the end, it's like, you want me
no.
to
Did you
join
pick
you?
up
I was like,
Tressa?
yes. Tressa's early, so I've had her a
Yeah.
while.
Yeah. I like have totally mastered her 'cause I kept her in my party 100% since I got her, and now I'm like, well, I don't, do I take her out or what do I do?
I know, I'm having a hard decision. Like, do I even rotate anybody? Because I've got a system
But you
that works. I've
need
got
to
my everything.
rotate people because there's like a 16-person battle that comes up later, right?
I don't know. I assume there is. I mean, there was a big one at the end of Octopath Traveler 2, so why wouldn't they do that
And Octopath, the
more?
original Octopath Traveler, which you had to do a boss gauntlet beforehand and there was no saving.
I
Oh,
never did
yeah. I
that.
didn't do that part.
Yeah, me either. And I was really irritated about it.
So was I.
I left it as our, what is it, 32 Tales of the name of that
Yeah.
continent. That was what we named our episode. I was like, it was lovely 32 little stories, and that's where I left it at. And it was fine.
We're just
Yeah,
going to ignore that there was more afterwards because
I mean,
I
there
don't want
was
that.
big overarching thing, I guess, but it's all right. Didn't need
Octopath
it.
2 did it so much better.
Yes, yes. And that was the best part, is like the one thing that I hated about Octopath 1, Octopath 2 fixed. All right.
So, yeah, those were my 2 and a 1 hour of Octo.
And you had finished Chemco Alchemy.
Oh yeah, I did. I guess I did finish that since the last I've been on. I finished what is it? Atelier Chemco.
Smile Alchemist.
The Smile Alchemist. I enjoyed the heck out of that game. I really did.
You know, I can say this because Chris isn't here, but there are some Chemco games that are fun and interesting.
And what we determined is this is not one of Chemco's in-house developers. It was somebody else that had
Yeah,
made a game
and
somewhere else, and then
yep.
an even smaller game. And then we're like, okay, we made one. Now we've made our second. Maybe we should go with a little bigger publisher, and found Chemco.
I would concur that I find that I like Chemco published
Yeah.
games more than I like Chemco developed games.
We've learned to watch out for EXE Create and one of their other ones that are, they're the RPG Maker game of the month.
Yeah. No, I
Where it...
like the Bar Story game.
Yes! Adventure Bar Story was awesome.
And
Yep.
I'm
There's a,
told the blacksmith one is pretty good.
Yes!
I've put off buying that one because I know I'll get hooked on it.
So
I'll eventually get to that because that is,
I
you've
might have
mentioned
a
you like that one, right?
physical copy of that, and if I do, I will mail it to you because it's great.
Oh, and I would play it then, because yeah, I like the Adventure Bar Story and the Tavern Marianne and Tavern
Oh
Story,
yeah, Marine and
Patty and the
Tavern
Hungry
Story, yep.
God. I reviewed that. That was like my second or third game I ever reviewed for RP Gamer. So,
Ooh.
and I enjoyed that, and then went back to Adventure Bar Story, and then knowing that there's another one out there, I'm like, oh boy. And now that Atelier April's coming to an end, I'm like, I'm free. I can play whatever I want now.
You have been
So.
freed from the
I've been
drudgery of
freed.
the Atelier Gauntlet.
So
What are
I
you going
think
to
we
do
are.
now? Oh, wait, no, we'll do that at the end of the podcast.
Yeah, I was going to say we are freed from what we've been playing. We can move on to
Awesome.
feedback.
So last week, so this is really interesting, and I think this might be the first time this has ever happened. The entirety of the podcast this week is completely disparate from the entirety of the podcast last week. So I think that is the first time that this has ever happened, and I thought that was neat.
We
So,
ran a full gauntlet of subs in.
No, Lucifer did some guests.
So,
Did a
la
full
oh,
line
you're right.
change.
Lucifer did some guest episodes, right? But I might have been on some of those. So, well, I don't know. So last week, the cast asked you, what do you prefer? Remakes, remasters, or reimaginings? Strawberry Eggs tells us, I suppose a game could be reimagined so heavily that it may as well be a different game. I do tend to prefer them over other forms of re-releases. If I wanted to play the same game, I would just replay the version I already own, even if it's prettier. I'm more likely to play a remake if there's a significant new content. Having said that, two reimaginings I have played, Sword of Mana and Fire Emblem Echoes, Shadows of Valentia, are games where I haven't played the originals. I have both games and think the developers did a remarkable job of updating them both. And then Count Discord McGee the Ninth, which that's amazing. Yes. Two very enthusiastic thumbs up for that username. It depends on the game, although I lean more to remasters. For example, The Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time on 3DS and Dead Space on the Xbox Series S and X were great, but each of them had to follow a different path. OOT had really good gameplay and setting, so making changes wasn't really needed except to make things more apparent, especially for the Water Temple. Dead Space, on the other hand, took the concept and really reworked it into its own entity. Although that's when the outcome works. I was really looking forward to the Legacy of Kain Defiance because the gameplay didn't age well, and I wish the devs had gone through a remake instead of a remaster. With remasters, I have expectations on how the game will turn out, and with remakes and reimaginings, it's a roll of the dice whether I will enjoy it. Yeah, I think I'm totally on the same page.
I did skip putting in Scar's feedback where he asked, "What's the difference?"
Don't ask.
And
Don't ask.
Cass did a good job of explaining all of the differences, but I didn't know if we needed to include that or not.
We'll let people go to the site rpgamer.com and read about that
Yeah,
particular
the
discussion.
difference is whatever they decide to call it.
I mean, mostly, yeah. And of course, Tracer I writes in, I tend to prefer remakes because they offer a familiar experience with added features. So we have a new question of the week for you this week. And we are sort of prefacing some news that we're going to discuss later in the show, or I guess like
It's
immediately
like
after
right at the
this.
top.
So here's our question of the week, and then we're going to talk about why we're talking about this. So our question of the week is this the expansion that gets you into or returning to Final Fantasy 14? So just keep that in your back pocket. We'll repeat it at the end of the show. We're gonna jump into the news, and this will be the top of the news sheet.
Beat me in.
Beep 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 beep. We got
Hey.
bonus beeps from Chris across the room.
Final Fantasy 14 Fan Fest was I guess is still going on.
Yeah, so this
Just
started Friday, and we have someone there.
damn.
Noodle.
Noodle, gotcha. So I take it this is their BlizzCon,
Yeah,
which means
except this happens every year, and it is much cooler, and there's a lot less sexual assault.
Ayo,
Oh!
shade thrown.
Oops, did I
Deservedly.
say the quiet part out loud? My bad. My bad.
And expansions get announced more frequently because there's an expansion coming.
Yay.
Evergold, or what? If I would name it, I would be effing cold. Yeah. They were kind of a little bit cagey with some of the details. They said that two new classes are coming, a tank and a, what was the other one? I was read I was reading the story on another site because it had a bulleted list.
You can't blow your load on the first night of the convention. You have to save some.
Yeah. They're apparently gonna have seasons like Blizzard has now with WoW. That was kind of freaking people out.
Boo, change, boo.
They're overhauling some of the armory system for so that you can switch out your gear easier.
That sounds good.
And what else? It was they teased kitty people, which are very much relevant to my interests. Though I don't think they'll be playable characters. I think they're just going to be little NPCs.
NPCs.
But they are so cute. Oh my God. Did you guys ever read Richard Scarry books? They look just like those cats.
Yes.
I didn't.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. And apparently there's going to be an Evangelion
Ugh.
People have interesting feelings about that particular crossover.
Getting the robot, Thancred.
That is the most common meme I'm seeing floating around is Ishtala in sunglasses and like an overcoat saying, get in the Mecca,
I don't
Thancred.
know.
Or your sister will have to do
I'm sorry. Eva humor is P to me for some reason.
it.
I don't. Okay, tank and physical range DPS. Original jobs for the series. A new job action system for the game's combat, which features reborn mode and evolve mode. Only available to the 21 current main jobs. I wish Tam was here. He'd be able to explain this stuff.
It's okay. We're gonna have so
We got
much
plenty
news
of
coming out of
time
this
to,
weekend that by
yep.
the time the next podcast rolls around, there is gonna be like way more to talk about then too.
Yeah. Oh, and the biggest news, I buried the lead there by accident. Switch 2 version announced.
Ta-da!
I wonder how that will play because let me tell you, Monster Hunter Stories is pretty jank on Switch 2. There's
Really?
a lot of popping and warping.
Huh.
And it's pretty bad if I'm noticing it because I usually don't notice stuff like that.
No, that's yeah. That's a good point.
I don't know. I guess we'll have to wait and see. I personally don't think I would play this on my Switch 2, just not only because of the performance issues,
Well,
but
you get a free month on Switch 2. It's going to come out a free 1 month trial on Switch 2 this August. So.
I imagine you'll have to have a pretty high-end third-party memory card just to install it.
Yes,
Yeah.
I would concur with that.
Or at least if you're gonna install it and have it run worth a crap. But there you go. More platforms to play on, I guess. We'll probably have more news as more stuff gets announced. I thought the trailer was pretty cool. People were comparing it to Dark Souls.
That is an interesting comparison.
Yeah, I have no context, so I don't know why it reminds people of Dark Souls.
Well, I guess we'll know more by the time the next podcast rolls around.
Yep. DO3 is getting updates this next multiple high difficulty battle scroll side missions, increased accessory bonus rarities for higher difficulties, and new skills awarded said battle scroll missions. I don't
Are
think any
people
of us
still playing Neo?
I don't know.
Because I feel like Wheels is the one person who would be playing this, and I can't remember if he ever finished it or not? Question mark?
I mean,
Someone, quick, someone write into Q&A Quest.
these games have always looked interesting to me. Plus I liked Stranger of Paradise, which also made the Neo series. It's just, time to play and all that.
Chaos.
Yeah.
I
I love chaos.
hate chaos.
Manifinder 2 has been announced.
So I'm intrigued by this because I feel like Manafinder 1, I don't think I played it, but I feel like this is one of those games where I keep meaning to play it and then don't. And maybe that says something.
I'm very intrigued by the Phantasy Star inspired art style, if
Yeah,
that makes any
so that's what it
sense.
looks like, yeah.
This game definitely is like pinging all of my ooh pretty vibes. So in that regard, I am definitely interested and intrigued and would like to learn more. So
You may want to wait a little bit after launch, looking back at Luis Mauricio's review of the first one. Lots of bugs, missing
Which was like
commas.
buggy. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, he gave it a 3.5, so, probably pretty good that those bugs probably knocked it down from maybe being a 4 overall. So
And
it
I
was a
think that's
charming
why I
15
just
hour
like stuck it
adventure.
on my
Yeah.
wish list and then kind of forgot about it. Was just I was waiting for patches and stuff. So maybe at this point it is good to go and I can grab it whenever. So Manafinder 2 isn't due out until at least next year, so I've got plenty of time to make any decisions on this.
Yep, same. Super Robot Wars Y is getting an expansion pack and a free update. The expansion pack called Infinite Dimensions is adding 8 new playable units, 26 new area missions, and a new assist crew member. Also a master hard mode, just in case the hard mode wasn't
Not hard
enough.
enough, you can master the hardness.
The 1.30 update has six new
No.
will add six new episodes to the game, as well as a free preview episode for the expansion pack.
Nice.
So there you go, more Super Robot Wars.
The reason that I'm giggling so hard at Matt's very silly comment is we were talking about Legend of Mana in one of my Telegram groups this week, and we were showing the screenshots of the various things that the cactus says when you tell him about your various exploits. And when you talk about the episode with the Medusa, the cactus's comment is he got hard. So that always is. I am 12.
That seems like that was a mistranslation of sorts.
I mean, yes and no. It is accurate. It has a connotation that may or may not exist in Japanese.
That's kind of like a big hole from East. Like,
Yeah.
I get what they were trying to say there, but it
I
came out
mean,
all wrong.
the big hole was especially egregious because there was already an English translation for it in the Japanese version. So it was just like big hole. That doesn't match the graphic. What are you doing?
The Backworld is receiving a new trailer and a demo. Have we talked about this? It's a
Yeah, I
surreal
was like
horror.
going through previous podcast notes and I don't remember us ever talking about this. So tell us about it, please.
Yeah, it's a surreal horror RPG that's a
Oh, pass. Next
non-linear
game.
adventure.
What? I don't just get to
Oh.
blow off a game because it sounds bad for me? What a bummer.
Okay, the video. Okay, first off, the battle system is freaking Earthbound.
Oh,
Like,
definitely not for me then.
the thumbnail to the trailer is the Backrooms. So,
What?
the Backrooms, you've never heard of the Backrooms? It's a creepypasta. Yeah, that's why you
Yeah,
haven't
no,
heard of it.
that's why I don't know it.
I
Nope.
wasn't sure if you would know of it just through internet osmosis or.
Weirdly, no, and but I think I'm a better person for it.
Actually, I'm gonna wish list this because it could be interesting. I do like a good surreal horror.
You have fun with that. I'm gonna be over here pretending it doesn't exist.
I will.
Yeah, I'm the same way as you, Andy.
No spoopies.
I guess Dalandar interviewed the
The
owner of the
developer, yep.
So this could be interesting. We shall see. Frosthaven is getting an update that goes into the Abyss. The update called Into the Abyss adds the worker storyline to the game, which is set in the depths of the Biting Sea.
I
Also
think.
has oh god.
No, go ahead, go ahead.
Also has two new playable heroes, a new pet, and a variety of gameplay and quality of life events.
This game fascinates me because I have a couple of people on my like Steam friends list that they will play this and then it will go away and they'll be playing other things and then all of a sudden they'll be playing this again and it's like I am impressed by just how much staying power this game seems to have with people.
Yeah. See, I've heard of the board game. I didn't know if this was just the board game in video game form or what. It's in early access right now, and I think this is the last major update before they start going into 1.0.
That would explain why people pick it up and put it down.
Yeah, and video game adaptation of Frosthaven, the board game. So, tactical RPG, tabletop sensibilities, that kind of stuff. Anyway, moving on. Aeon 2 is getting an international release. Hey, remember Aeon? What?
Another, oh my.
The touted Korean WoW killer?
So this is
In
weird because
10
I actually
languages.
thought
Holy
this was
cow.
out in English already, but apparently, nope, it must have been, there must be like a fan patch or something.
Yeah, well, it's getting an official English release, available as a free-to-play title on PC via Steam, set 200 years after the original Aeon, which came out in 2009, set to feature a world 36 times longer or larger than the original.
It's not like that world was tiny. I don't know if is that a feature or a bug?
I'd like, did you guys take a tape measure to the world and come up with that measurement accurately, or
And how do we measure the size of a world? Is it just like square kilometers or?
yeah, don't know.
Sorry, these are the very unimportant things that I think about during these stories.
The game features PvP and PvE move combat built around the freedom of movement and flight, which I
Oh, just
remember
like the
was.
original game.
Yeah, I remember you having wings being a big feature of the original game.
Yup.
PvE content includes 200 dungeons covering solo and four player party and eight player group play. And then there's,
That is a inflated number if I've ever heard one. 200 dungeons. Yeah, except 16 of them are the same dungeon, except with different people in them, or different amounts of people in them.
I agree. I guess we'll just be keeping an eye on this. I don't even play the one MMO I used to like anymore,
Who are
so.
we going to subject to playing this?
Well, Chris is our current MMO guy.
I don't know if I hate him that much.
No,
All right, sorry. I'm
it's
just
okay.
I'm being very snarky today. I gotta like turn it down by 10% at least.
I can tell. The Expanse Osiris Reborn closed beta is now available. Those who have purchased the $289 collector's edition or the
Oh, yeah, there
$80
you go.
builder's pack can play.
Okay.
It'll run until the game's launch in spring.
So you get a year ahead of time if you spend $300 on this game.
Or
I
$80.
know I said that I was going to turn down the snark, but this deserves it.
No, I'm not paying for the privilege of beta
Of being
being
your
a
beta
beta
tester?
tester.
Yeah.
Yeah. That just does not appeal to me whatsoever.
And I recognize that for some people that is a lot of fun and it doesn't feel like work to them and like respect, but it does for me because, well, it was work for me for a long time.
No, it's just for me, when it comes to early access, it's very frustrating to have a feature that happens that you like, or have a gameplay mechanic that you like, and then it gets completely changed by the time retail comes out. And it's like, well, I liked how it was.
And like, how do you square that away?
Yeah. But that's that. Nexon announces the MMORPG Embers of the Uncrowned.
How many MMOs we gotta have going on here?
It's
What is
MMO
this?
season.
But what the heck is
You gotta
this?
fight for the WoW and 14 scraps.
Seems like a mobile game is gonna get shut down.
Yeah,
Just all
Dark
these MMOs seem
Fantasy.
like they'll be not running in 2 years,
Yeah,
or
and
they
I
just
think
will
this is
forever.
my dilemma with this Embers of the Uncrowned is I looked at this, I looked at all the screenshots, I watched the trailer, and basically it boils down to I want to play this on my iPad, not on my computer.
To me, it just looks like Diablo.
Yeah, it is very Diablo-esque, but this feels like the kind of game that I'm going to play it for 10 or 15 minute sessions and then turn it off. Does that make sense when I explain it that
Oh,
way?
yeah.
Okay,
Yeah. Yep.
cool. And like maybe there's something else that makes you like extend out that gameplay loop that I just am not familiar with because this is the first announcement for the game and we're going to learn so much more about it later. But yeah, my first impression is like this is a game that I'm going to play maps for 15 minutes and then go do something else. Why isn't it on my mobile devices? So
Yep. No word of a release date yet, and another game that touts like how many languages it's going to be translated to.
I'm happy to see that. I want that trend to continue.
No, more languages is always good. More people to play.
Yes.
Anyway, moving on. Where the Winds Meet Hexe finale update is arriving next week.
You can play
I
this on
guess
your
this
mobile
is for
device.
Chris.
The third and final part of the free Hexe expansion.
Oh, yeah, of course. We all know the free Hexe expansion.
Basically new
No way.
continuing the story,
Yeah. This is the part of the
including
game that isn't AI generated. I'm not being sarcastic. This is actually the part of the game that isn't AI generated. Have you not heard me complain about this game in the past?
I actually haven't.
Oh
I'm
my. All
drawing
right.
blanks
So
for
here's
this.
the thing is there's kind of two forks to where winds meet in terms of gameplay. You have like the stuff that's designed by people, and then you have like all of these NPC quests that are run by an LLM. And they're really easy to basically completely blow through them, like trick them, because they're learning based off of what everybody, tells them, but they're also based off of like general knowledge. And so you can kind of blow through all of these things and get a bunch of cool items and stuff just by saying that the person that you're talking to beat you while you were pregnant and they lost the baby. And then they're very sorry and they give you things.
And see, I like the idea of LLM controlled NPCs, because that kind of adds a little bit of freshness to the game, so that you're not just getting predetermined answers. Not so much when you're exploiting it for profit, as it sounds like people are doing, but
It
hey.
is conceptually a keen idea, but I don't think we're at the point where execution is going to work
Right. Because of said exploits.
yet.
But it sounds so
Particularly since you
cool.
can say you were pregnant and lost the baby in your mail. Oops. Actually, that might have gotten patched out finally. So, anyways, this is the third out of the three things you get new skills. So, I wonder if we'll have to see if Chris is engaged enough to go back to this.
I guess you'll have to see.
He probably will if his Discord friends go back. So, we'll see.
The player who can't level up is a game name, and it has a demo released. I had to clarify
It's
because
a
I was very confused when I read this headline for the third time.
sometimes our headlines and the way these names of these games are, I mean, it's not our headlines' fault, but yeah, like I read that and I'm like, I don't understand what that means.
Yeah, no,
That is a proper noun.
I saw
And
this story on Blue Sky, on our feed on Blue Sky, and I was like, what? Oh, okay, it's the name of the game.
This feels like the kind of game that if there's a demo for it, Dalinar is 1,000% gonna play it.
I love how the YouTube video's chopped here. It doesn't say demo release announcement. It says emo release announce. Cool.
See?
But yeah, it's a roguelite based off of a Korean web novel and webtoon of the same name. Sounds kind of like an isekai, but maybe. Yeah, it's about a player who remains permanently stuck at level one, but is able to grow powerful by continuously upgrading his weapons.
This entire trailer, nothing but like special attack footage.
I mean, that is sort of the shtick of the anime, right? Because his whole thing is just getting new skills and new weapons and stuff. So trailer is true to form. I'm familiar with this.
Okay.
The light novel got popular with one of my romance discords, even though it's not a romance thing at all.
Oh, it sounds like an interesting premise, especially in actual video game.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't want to play early access or demos, but this is the announcement of a demo before it hits early access. So I'm gonna hope that they get through to the full game sooner over later and go from there.
Excellent. Gamebook RPG Veritas Tales: The Witch of the Dark Castle has been announced. What is Gamebook? That
Yeah,
sounds
I
like
think
a
the
knock.
entire game takes place as you flip through a book.
Okay.
Looking at the screenshots, I'm like, oh, that's a book. Like, that is, you are seized by a big man in full plate armor. This will likely
That's
take many visits to page 14. So, is this roguelike? Oh, you
sounds
can
like it.
rewind. You can, which page 14
So
marks their death, but you're able to rewind time and revisit your choices. Choose
the
your own adventure.
trailer, when I watched it, sort of had Radiata Stories vibes.
Oh, I liked that game.
And I don't know if I'm reading more into it than actually exists, or if that's the way that they are intending to go. So it is coming out later this year, so we'll know more hopefully soon.
Excellent. Furyu announces Crimelight. What is Crimelight about? I guess it's a sequel
Petty theft?
to
No. Crime light?
CryStar.
Yeah, so the thing that doesn't go over well in podcast form is Crime Light is spelled CrymeLight.
Okay, yeah, it's a sequel to CryStar and Cry Machina.
From the Cry
Gotcha.
series.
Yeah, okay,
It
I didn't realize this was a series.
is now.
So the game is a roguelite, and I guess you're playing as Alice from Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah, so your Wonderland has been transformed into a prison where souls of the dead are being held captive while the iconic Tea Party serves as your home base.
Okay. Yeah, because the key art on Steam is Alice kind of looming over the Garden of Roses that were painted red.
The thing that kind of cracks me up about this is the way that you power up in this game is you roguelite in through the dungeon and then you go back to the tea party and confess your sins, which is like, okay, I'm very curious to see how that's gonna work.
Yeah, and to get people excited for this game, they discounted CryStar to $1.99. And I'm curious, but the reviews say mixed, or at least the recent reviews.
We gave it a three back in the day. Alex Fuller gave it a three.
Yeah, as soon as I saw Alex's review, it was 3 out of 5. I was just like, maybe I'll just go for the new game
So
instead.
there's your mixed. Yeah, right down the middle.
I thought a 3 out of 5 wasn't too bad.
That's
It's average.
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 Yeah, so, eh.
It's not bad. It's just not necessarily good either.
Not like must
Chrysler,
play.
the final paragraph. Chrysler ends up being a bit of a mixed bag. The interesting
Yeah.
ideas, story elements, and audio are let down by generally mediocre gameplay, which is particularly exacerbated when its most repetitive portion is forced upon players for very little story benefit.
That's a 1-2 punch in the
Yeah,
gut.
it's mediocre, and you got to do it over and over again.
Thanks, I hate it.
Slayer said, "Nice review. I likely will pass on this one."
I think Slayer has a good idea.
So maybe it'll be worth your $1.99.
The,
We
yeah,
shall
I mean,
see.
in the grand scheme of things, it is a $2. So give it a
I
try
see.
and
Try
then
it
out. We're not saying you can't do that. We're saying at least it was cheap if it sucks. I think that's all of the news, so I guess we have some release dates coming up.
Yep. What have we got? We've got Crayon released on Steam right now, a first person action adventure dungeon crawling RPG.
All genres in the bag again.
Looks kind of interesting. Don't know. I'm getting Skyrim vibes, but yeah, available for $20 on Steam. Wild Arms 4 is available on PS4 and PS5.
Yeah, that just came out of nowhere. It was like, here, have a random old PlayStation game.
Yeah, because I think 3 was the only one that was available, at least of the PS2 era. Yeah, everyone get this so that we can get a Wild Arms 6, guys. Though I think, isn't Media Vision no longer a thing?
I don't think they are. Yeah, I think they folded. Man, it makes me sad to realize how many of those mid-tier developers that like made all sorts of bangers through the aughts are just like gone now. It makes me sad.
We really only get that experience of kind of mid RPG through indies now, unfortunately.
Yeah,
And
lame.
it sucks because I loved renting those when I was a kid and just seeing what kind of stuff they had in them. But Wild
I
Arms
didn't have an
4,
era.
$10.
Yeah, go get it.
And I think it's included as part of PS Plus.
Yes.
That's that. Clockwork Ambrosia is releasing in May, specifically on May 12th.
It only
You
took
playing as
14 years.
yeah. This has been on the docket for a while.
After 14 years in development, Clockwork Ambrosia is set to launch next month. The Metroidvania sees players customizing protagonist Iris's weapons after she crashes onto a mysterious island. Oh, she's like Adol's sister, right?
Another person we can't give a boat to.
Nope.
Sounds like it.
Oh, she's in a steampunk airship.
Ooh, it's a different kind of boat.
Steampunk East Metroidvania. Okay.
Foreign Sun has released on PC and Switch, a 2D choice-driven action RPG.
That
It
is
was
some low poly characters or low pixel. Not poly, low pixel.
previously known as the Meridian Gate.
Ah, that probably had to get changed because of copyrights.
Yeah, but moving
That
on.
looks.
If for some reason you hate the Steam storefront but still want to play your Saga games on PC, Epic Ga or GOG has got you covered. Romancing Saga 2, Romancing Saga 3, Saga Frontier Remastered, and Saga Scarlet Grace Ambitions are all on GOG now.
So this is part of the GOG preservation process, I guess, where they said that they're going to publish a bunch of games that would otherwise be in danger of being lost in like Square Enix games. Yeah, I believe it. And so it makes me happy to see this. I don't use GOG, so I'm not going to buy them,
And
but everybody else will.
they are all at a 70% discount right
Ooh.
now because of the launch. So if you want to get these games and save some money,
Go, go, go.
maybe. Actually, the discount varies.
Let me see.
It's 70, 70, Saga Frontier is 50%. And so they're all 70 except for Frontier, which is only half off.
I wonder if that was the harder one to get ported or something.
Must have been, but
Yeah.
still, you could pretty much get all of them for the price of one or maybe two.
True dat.
Not bad.
What
Or
else?
you could just
Echo.
avoid them because they're Saga.
Listen, I wasn't gonna say it. I wasn't gonna
I will
say
say
it,
it.
and then
I
you
will say
said
it.
it for me.
Oh, I was gonna say two of these I have played. I have spent 20 hours on Saga, what is it? Romancing Saga 2, and literally got nowhere in 20 hours. Was it Frontiers, the one where my review was that I just kept getting game over, over and over and over again? Isn't that the one where like eight of us tried to each play a single character and then we wrote a article about it? And somehow they gave me the worst one.
No, that's not Saga Frontier, because I reviewed Saga Frontier for the site, and I was gonna review Frontier 2, and I think I was struggling to finish it. Saga game with
Oh,
eight
this is definitely it. This
characters.
is there's eight protagonists.
Oh, that's Romancing Saga.
Nope, Saga
A
Frontier
bunch of
Remastered.
yeah, a bunch of them have different protagonists.
Okay.
And look, Saga is a very, very acquired taste. I'm not gonna mince words. If you liked Final Fantasy II, basically Final Fantasy II is Saga Zero anyway.
Oh, yes, this is it. This is our Saga Frontier. Whom to start?
Oh, okay.
Oh, where
What
is
the
it? Here we
heck?
go.
What
Where's
was
mine?
the?
Party
Oh
wipe,
my
party wipe,
gosh.
party wipe. I think I used party wipe
Our
like 20 times in my little.
archive.rpgamer.com. We're doing this live. Going to the review section. Going to
Paul Scarelli did the
official
reviewed the
staff
newer one, but uh-oh, the
reviews.
site isn't working right now. I can't see his review.
Oh my gosh, it's under my old name.
Probably a four, though, based on all I can see all the little scores. High level of difficulty coupled with lack of direction
Ah,
intimidates.
so
Yes. Yes, it did.
I was misremembering. I reviewed Saga Frontier 2, and it was one of the first games I reviewed for the site, and you know because it's still under my maiden name. Oh my gosh, that
Scarf.
was so long ago. How did I give this game 7.5 out of 10? It wasn't that good.
Gotta watch out for those early reviews. You don't want to be too critical too soon. Later on, you start just throwing the ones around easily.
I'd forgotten how lackadaisical our editing of reviews was before we standardized. So here's the concluding paragraph for Saga Frontier 2. In conclusion, SF2 was a good game. If I had to do it over again, I'd still buy it, but I'd be glad to give it away when done, since there's no real reason to keep it unless you collect. It's a 14-day rental more than a buy. Hashtag poorly aged things. Oh boy.
Is the Brigadine series rental?
Nah, well, the first one was fantastic, and you definitely wanted to buy a copy because you were going to be playing that game for like 300 hours. The second game that they made like 10 years ago, it was mid as hell. But there's a third game, and we don't have a release date for it yet.
Well, we do now.
So,
It's on August 27th.
hooray!
Yeah, I played the demo for Legend of Runesia, Runeterra.
Me too, and is it enough for me to say hell no?
And I was like, holy crap, people like this series? And then I guess Brigadine Abyss is brings back more of the classic
It looks
gameplay.
so much more like the old game. I'm really excited for this.
Yeah,
So
so.
Wheels previewed this at PAX East. I believe he wrote about it too. I think we have that
Yes.
somewhere. I heard him on RPG or Q&A Quest talk about it, and he said there's a lot. There's a lot of systems. There's a lot of stuff going on in the game.
But that
He's
was
like,
true of the original release as well.
yeah, he
So,
had never played any, so he didn't really know. He was like,
yeah.
and he's like, yeah, standing there for 30 minutes, I was overwhelmed with all the stuff that happened. Not that it's a bad thing if that's what you like. And he's like, but he goes, you can't get a grasp of this in 30 minutes. There's no way.
Yeah, I would concur with that assessment. This is a game that you're going to want to sit down and like commit time to.
This Gaia Mayhem is releasing in July. You must be excited.
Yay! Another game to make Hair Frog play on the stream.
I am
Give him
actually very much.
a break from Eurojank to play some Disgaea Jank.
I am very much looking
Taking a
forward to
break.
this because I'm curious what Disgaea Musou is going to play like.
Oh, that's what I was saying. Is this guy Musa?
Yes.
Yes. I'm pretty psyched for this. I haven't played a
It
Disgaea game in a long time.
it's not an actual Musou game, just to be clear. I've just been calling it that because it looks.
It that's what it looks like.
That's what it looks like. There's a lot of people on that screen.
Yup.
Yeah, so I can be excited for that. And Annihilated is launching in July. The game build is where players can only save one. Is releasing on July 22nd via Steam. I guess the premise is that it's set after the hero's party is annihilated, and players can only save one character, though they are broken in some way with the hero losing their words,
Oh,
mage
this
losing their
looks
magic,
pretty
warrior.
creepy.
It sounds like it could be creepy or comedy, depending on how you look at it.
Card-based battles, which I've seen, of course, I see none of in the
With
trailer.
timed actions.
Oh, dear God.
So I'm just like,
Better throw your card down at the right moment.
yeah, I don't know how that's gonna work.
Well,
You'll
someone can let us know. It won't be me.
And the trailer's in
Yeah.
Japanese, so I can't even tell the tone. Oh.
I'm kind of cerebrally curious about this game, but I don't know how spoopy it's gonna get.
Yeah, I will add it to my wish list just because I'm curious. Like I said, the premise sounds comedy, but the trailer looks
No.
creepy.
Where's my note? No.
Alrighty.
Magical Princess is releasing this week, April
Magical
28th.
Princess.
Magical
What kind
Princess
of game
takes
is
place.
this?
It's a princess make. You're raising your daughter while she attends a magical academy and choose what classes she attends, what jobs to take on, and other actions.
Every time I feel like I'm going to be interested in one of these games, I sit down and play it and realize that they're exploitative in a way that is just unbelievably icky to me, and I really need to stop playing these games.
Yeah, this seems kind of weird. We have
Just a
another we have an
tad.
interview. Ryan's been Dalinar's been doing a lot of interviewers, but the producer, he's got an interview with 30 characters, 50 possible endings. All right. That's the end of our new release date.
Yep, so what's coming out?
All right, coming
We do
out
have a new
this
early
week.
access though. We don't forget, we got
Oh,
Stormforge here.
my bad.
Coming to earlier access later this year. Open world crafting survival RPG Stormforce will rely on release on Steam early access later this year. We've got a 50-second gameplay trailer. 1 to 8 players work together in procedurally generated fantasy worlds filled with magical storms. Harness the power of the storms. Save the world.
All right, so coming out this week, E's memoir, Revelations in Celceta, will be hitting the Switch. Magical Princess, as mentioned, is coming to Steam. Ariana and the Elder Codex is hitting Steam, previously released on consoles. And Neverness to Everness is coming out on Steam, PS5, and mobile platforms. And we do have some editorial content. We have a review for E's memoir, Revelations in Celceta, which is coming out this week. We have a Rise of the Ronin review. We are reaching far, far back into the distant past, and Scar has given us a Glory of Heracles 3 review, which is the Glory of Heracles Super Nintendo game. We have a new series that is starting this week, called Full Steam Ahead. And so I think we've may have mentioned it on the podcast before. We did get our man in Japan, Michael. We did get him a Steam Deck because his laptop was dying, and the Steam Deck has better specs than his laptop that was dying that he was doing review games on. So now he's going back and playing all of the games that he couldn't play on his PC because even though it met the minimum requirements, it barfed them back out. So the first one he started with for his full Steam Ahead series is Celestial Tear Demon's Revenge. So these are not quite reviews, pseudo reviews. Probably a little bit closer to Adventure Corner than a full review. We did have a review for Palia Royal Highland, which is an upcoming free-to-play life sim. And we also had an editorial called A Decade Letter, A Decade Later, Dark Souls Series Retrospective.
Woohoo!
So we're gonna turn this back around to the start of what we talked about at the news. And probably by the time you answer this, there will be more information available. So feel free to discuss that and not just what we discussed on the podcast. But we want to know, is this the expansion that gets you into or returning to Final Fantasy 14? So, Kals, what are you going to be playing this
It's
week?
More Monster Hunter 3
Do
or
you think
Monster
you're
Hunter
going to
Stories 3.
Come back to Final Fantasy 14 for this expansion?
Ooh, it's gonna depend on what my free time looks like, and I don't know, or if that cat races, I doubt.
So I'm gonna be playing more Last Abyss. A huge update just hit Shop Titans, so I'm probably gonna end up going back to Shop Titans at least for a little bit. And I really want to play more Octopath this week. Maybe I'll do another run of Echo to see if I've maybe just like missed something because the game has no text in it. And the ending isn't just as abrupt as I thought it was, but I think it probably is. Every other review that I found says it is. So yeah, I'm gonna finish the review for that. Matt.
I will also be getting back to Octopath, but now that I've completed like my atelier year, I bought went ahead and bought that Star Trek Voyager game
Oh,
that came
yeah.
out just a couple months ago. I know when we were together a few weeks ago, I said I'd played the demo for a few hours,
And you'd really
and
liked it.
yeah. So with that and playing Star Trek Resurgence, it's a completely different type of game, but it just got me
In
like, ooh, I'll
the
play another
mood for
Star
the
Trek game
trekking.
though. Yeah. And I mean, this one's reviewed well as well. I usually listen to podcasts and read this website called Trek Movie all the time. And they partnered with a gaming website to get somebody to write Star Trek game reviews because they're
Oh,
not gamers.
nice.
And they liked Resurgence, I believed them, liked that. So, and they've liked the Voyager, which, 3 hours in, I was already hooked. So why not buy it? So both of those are on the Switch too, that and my Octopath. So maybe it's time to switch to it up for a while. I've been playing on the OG, all my ateliers.
Oh, right, because your son was playing Pokemon Ditto, right?
Yep. Yep.
Did
How's it
he
going
finish
for him?
that yet, or it's still going?
He's still going with it. He'll show me stuff. Last night he was even doing something. What were we just laughing about 1 week? Akel, you mentioned about the humidity or something. The Pokemon's like the
Yeah.
humidity, or yeah. He was talking about that the other day. I was like, yeah, that sounds familiar.
Yeah.
I kind of want to start that too. So heck, we have them all digitally. I might do that,
Like I
but I
said,
do need to keep going with Octopath. Got to give Octopath a few days, and then maybe I'll
Pokemon are
go back and
whiny
forth.
bitches.
Oh, Cal's
Oh,
throwing down the gauntlet.
I am. Like, Mom, my area's too hot.
My area's too cold.
I don't have enough toys. I want a toy, but it has to be cute.
But it has to be cute. Oh, goodness. Matt, are
Yes.
you interested in playing Final Fantasy 14 after learning about this upcoming expansion?
I joked about it yesterday because I haven't played a Final Fantasy game in 15 years, 20
Oh my
that I've
gosh,
enjoyed.
what was the last one that you played?
The last one that I played and enjoyed, you know what? I did the Game Boy Advance versions of,
Oh,
a
wow.
couple. Yeah, but, and yo, wait, I did the DS of 4,
Oh,
but
the
like
3D
new.
one? I'm so sorry
Yeah.
for you.
No, I liked that one. I actually liked 3 on the DS
But they
and
have
4
no
on the PS.
feet.
It's all right. Things can be worse. They can have no faces. We've got games like that.
Ah, that's true. Yeah,
But the last one I've really played and enjoyed was 10. So, and now that I see they have a free month, I'm like, why shouldn't I play it for a month? But I'm not an
okay.
MMO player, so I don't know how if it would go past that. But just to see,
Fair.
what's the big deal?
All right. Well, I think that we're at our finishing lap. So thank you, Matt. Thank
Of
you,
course.
Kels.
No
Thank
problem.
you, Dale North, for making our very spiffy intro and outro music. Thank you, Forecast, for our encoding. Thank you again, Matt, who's going to be posting this for us because Chris has been very stressed out this week by this on-call shift. I don't know if you heard the agonized scream in the background there.
No, I just imagine it though. I've heard enough of Chris's screaming. I can hear it in my ears anytime.
Do you remember that year in Extra Life where everybody kept killing Chris?
Yeah.
And he screamed so loud that I was on the other side of the house and people heard it through my microphone. That was a good year.
Poor Chris.
I'm so excited. We decided because Hair Frog had done such an amazing job organizing Extra Life for us this year that he was going to get the gold medal. So he has his very first Extra Life medal.
Yay.
And it was cute because I offered it to him. And he's like, "Are you sure you don't want it?" And I sent him a picture of me trying to hold up all of our Extra Life medals. And there were so many that even trying to hold them all up, I had dropped some on the floor. I'm like, "I think we're good. You can have it." Not that it wouldn't be cool to add to our collection, but you can have it. So I'm looking forward to talking about Extra Life stuff later this year. I'm stoked for it this year.
Where
So
did the month go? It's already almost the end of
it's almost
April.
May, and
We're
like the
halfway there,
thing
right?
in a week on my calendar is check in with everyone for JRPG July. It's like, what? How did that happen? I swear it was just Christmas, and now we're talking about JRPG July. Like, what? No, what happened? So that's where we're at. Where'd the year go? Oh, as soon as I said that, my cat just like whined plaintively at me. So I think that is definitely an indication that it is time for the show to end. So thank you, everybody. We'll see you next week. Don't forget to leave a
Bye-bye.
comment, because we like hearing from you. Bye bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.